Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and I'm absolutely pumped to dive into some fascinating developments in the semiconductor world with you today. Before we jump in, huge thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses seamlessly integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's pronounced Ago, your go-to experts for silicon development consulting. Today, we're covering Intel's bold move to ditch expensive memory, some wild semiconductor ETF gains, Google's massive chip order, Meta's surprising partnership with AMD, and a stock showdown between Intel and Lattice. Trust me, there's some serious silicon drama unfolding here, so let's get into it. All right, let's kick things off with some really intriguing news about Intel making waves in the AI chip space. According to The Street, Intel has developed a new AI chip that completely skips the costly memory that NVIDIA relies on. Now, this is fascinating because if you think about modern AI chips, they're basically memory-hungry beasts. It's like having a Formula One car that needs to constantly refuel. The faster you want to go, the more fuel you need, and that fuel station better be right next to the track. NVIDIA's chips use something called high bandwidth memory, or HBM, which is incredibly fast but also incredibly expensive. We're talking about memory that can cost more than a luxury car per chip. Intel's approach here is potentially game-changing because they're essentially saying, what if we redesign the engine so it doesn't need as much fuel? This could be through techniques like processing data in place, using different memory architectures, or clever data compression. The implications are massive. If Intel can deliver comparable performance without the HBM price tag, they could seriously undercut NVIDIA's pricing model. Think about it like this. If everyone's building sports cars that require premium gas, and you figure out how to build one that runs just as fast on regular unleaded, you've got a huge competitive advantage. This move could shake up the entire AI accelerator market, especially for companies that are looking to deploy AI at scale, but are being held back by cost. The big question is whether Intel can actually deliver the performance to back up this cost-saving approach. Next up, let's talk about some absolutely wild numbers in the semiconductor ETF space. The SOXQ Semiconductor ETF has surged an eye-popping 181.74%, and it's all thanks to the AI chip boom lifting giants like NVIDIA, Broadcom, and AMD. Now, for those who aren't familiar with ETFs, think of them like a basket of stocks. Instead of buying individual company shares, you're buying a slice of a whole bunch of semiconductor companies at once. It's like buying a variety pack of your favorite chips instead of just one flavor. This surge is absolutely insane when you put it in context. Most stock indices are happy with 10 to 15% annual gains, so we're talking about returns that are literally off the charts. What's driving this? It's the perfect storm of AI demand, supply chain recovery, and investor FOMO, fear of missing out. Companies like NVIDIA have become the picks and shovels of the AI gold rush. Just like during the California gold rush, sometimes the people selling mining equipment made more money than the miners themselves. The semiconductor companies are in that sweet spot right now. But here's what's really interesting. This isn't just about NVIDIA anymore. Broadcom is crushing it with their custom ASIC business. AMD is finally gaining serious ground in data centers, and even smaller players are seeing massive gains. The rising tide is literally lifting all boats in the semiconductor harbor. However, and this is crucial, what goes up this fast can come down just as quickly. These kinds of explosive gains often signal market euphoria, and smart investors know that trees don't grow to the sky forever. Now here's where things get really interesting. Google has apparently placed an order for 3 million AI chips from Intel for 2028 delivery. 3 million chips, that's not just a big order, that's like ordering enough pizza to feed a small country. But what makes this even more fascinating is the timeline. We're talking about chips that won't be delivered for 4 years. This tells us a few critical things about how the AI hardware game is evolving. First, Google is making massive bets on future architecture. They're not just buying what's available today. They're essentially co-designing the future with Intel. It's like commissioning a custom race car before the racing season even starts. Second, this shows Intel's roadmap must be pretty compelling. Google doesn't throw around orders this big without serious confidence in Intel's ability to deliver. And third, the 2028 timeline suggests these aren't just incremental improvements. We're probably talking about next-generation fabrication nodes, maybe even Intel's much-anticipated 18-angstrom process or beyond. The article also mentions that NVIDIA is testing foundry services for something called Feynman, which is likely their next-gen architecture. This is huge because NVIDIA has traditionally relied on TSMC for manufacturing. If they're diversifying their foundry partners, it signals both the massive demand they're experiencing and their need for supply chain resilience. Think of it like a restaurant that's so popular, they need multiple kitchens to keep up with orders. The fact that both Intel and NVIDIA are pushing into new manufacturing partnerships shows just how explosive the demand for AI silicon has become. Speaking of surprising partnerships, Meta just struck an AI chip deal with AMD, and this is coming just days after they committed to deploying millions of NVIDIA GPUs. Now, this might seem contradictory at first, but it's actually a brilliant strategy. Think of it like a smart restaurant owner who doesn't want to rely on just one supplier for ingredients. If your only supplier has problems, your entire business could be at risk. Meta is essentially diversifying their silicon supply chain, and honestly, it's about time. For years, the AI world has been way too dependent on NVIDIA, creating what we call a single point of failure. It's like having one bridge connecting two cities. If something happens to that bridge, you're in serious trouble. What's particularly interesting about this AMD partnership is that it shows Meta's confidence in AMD's MI series accelerators. MemMD has been working really hard to build credible competition to NVIDIA's A100 and H100 chips, and landing Meta as a customer is a massive validation of their efforts. From a technical standpoint, this probably means Meta is looking at AMD chips for specific workloads where they might be more cost-effective or better suited than NVIDIA's offerings, maybe for inference workloads or specific model architectures that play to AMD's strengths. The timing is also strategic. By announcing both partnerships so close together, Meta is sending a clear message to the market that they're not going to be held hostage by any single vendor. They're creating competition for their business, which should help drive innovation and keep costs in check. It's like playing two suppliers against each other to get the best deal, except we're talking about cutting-edge AI accelerators worth billions of dollars. Finally, let's dive into an interesting comparison between Intel and Lattice Semiconductor for AI chip investments. Now, this is like comparing a heavyweight boxer to a welterweight. They're both fighters, but they're playing in completely different leagues. Intel is obviously the massive incumbent with fingers in every pie, CPUs, GPUs, AI accelerators, foundry services, you name it. They're like the Swiss Army knife of semiconductors. Lattice, on the other hand, is much more focused. They're the FPGA specialists, and they've been quietly carving out a really interesting niche in edge AI applications. FPGAs are fascinating because they're like programmable silicon. You can reconfigure them after manufacturing to optimize for specific tasks. It's like having Lego blocks that you can rebuild into different structures depending on what you need. For AI applications, this flexibility can be incredibly valuable, especially for edge computing, where you need low power consumption and real-time processing. From an investment perspective, Intel offers the diversification and scale, but they're also fighting battles on multiple fronts and trying to catch up to competitors in several key areas. Lattice offers more focused exposure to the edge AI trend, but with higher risk and potentially higher reward. The growth trajectories are completely different too. Intel is trying to turn around a massive ship, while Lattice is more like a speedboat that can pivot quickly. For investors, the choice really depends on your risk tolerance and how you want to play the AI hardware boom. Do you want the relative safety of a diversified giant or the potentially explosive growth of a focused specialist? Both have compelling cases, but they're serving very different parts of the AI ecosystem. And that wraps up another episode of the AI Hardware Show. We covered some seriously exciting developments today, from Intel's memory innovation to massive ETF gains and strategic partnerships that are reshaping the entire industry. The AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. If you enjoyed today's deep dive into silicon and semiconductors, make sure to subscribe and share with your fellow tech enthusiasts. All the links and additional details are waiting for you in the show notes, so definitely check those out. Until next time, keep watching the silicon.